Yeah, the you know, to get away from the house or whatever, to smell or be
Well, you had running water. How did you get it in? Did you have an electric pump?
No, the first ones that went in where they had running water, they just put overhead tanks up, see. Of course, they got electric pumps now, you know, they use all together, but your first water, running water that you had, and unless you happen to be lucky enough to have a spring someplace that you could pipe through your house, you just put a tank up out your house someplace. And then you had trouble with it in the wintertime freezing up.
What happened then if it froze up?
Well, you just had to cut it off and quit using it for a while, that's all.
Those things ever freeze solid in the tank?
Oh, no, not in this country. But lots of times you take the pipe that comes out of the way of the house, they build a box around it, you know, and fill it with sawdust or something like that. So it'd have to get off cool, freeze up. See.
Yeah, that always struck me as a strange, seeing that wooden structure coming down from the tank.
Yeah.
Never dawned on me that that's what it was for.
That's what it was for, to keep the pipes from freezing up, see.
Well, what do you call that thing over the sink where the water comes out?
Faucet, you mean?
Faucet? Do you have one of those on your house down so you can hitch a hose to it and water the yard?
Well, we did later, but it wasn't on the house. You see, the way we watered our yard, in fact, we had a way of irrigating our garden there, and the yard too. We have this nice pretty yard as you have to find in town, but we watered it from the windmill. You see, what we did there, we had a force pump on the windmill, and a connection that you could hook the hose onto. Well, we had about 150 feet of hose, and you could run that hose out there and just let the turn the windmill on once it is a little wind, you see.
It's strange that people don't use windmills more now for that.
Well, they're not dependable. You see, now you had to do your water when there was wind.
Yeah.
And for house use, you see, they're not dependable because you'd hit so much of the time you wouldn't get any water in the house.
Yeah. I was thinking about...
That's right, they had to put the tank up in the windmill. See?
Yeah.
So they'd have a...
Turn on the water and pray for wind, huh?
And you used to go out, you know, we always kept a tub by the windmill, and along about noon we'd always pump this tub full of water to have something to take a bath in. let it warm up a little in the afternoon, see. Because you go out here and pull it out of that well, it's pretty warm.
Yeah, I remember those stoves with reservoirs and heat the water in the reservoir. Carry it in, dump it in the tub. Or
in the wintertime, dump it in a tub, you know.
Yeah.
Wash up as far as possible, down as far as possible.
When you went to the store, what did you get your groceries in? Did they give them to you in a box?
Oh, yes, they give them to you in a box. They give you some sort of... Used it, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Sure, sorry to see those days go.
Yeah. It used to be a wood box, you know, a box made out of wood. Orange, gray, or something, you know, like that, you know. But you use a box, you take people on, at least we did when we was on the farm. We didn't buy groceries like most people do. We had, we'd come down to town and buy groceries right here. We'd have a lot of groceries in our home. But they likely wouldn't be town again for a week or maybe longer.
Buy your sugar?